Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. We want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we want you to know that we thank you for tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose so that you can be in greater alignment to win and fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We want you to know that we bring you the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey and giving you tools that you would be more equipped professionally and personally so that you can work it now, win, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dream. Wow, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and empowering. If you've missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into our programming today around today's rich and insightful subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and encourage it. So we ask you to, at the appropriate time, don't hesitate to chime in. Don't be scared. It's a safe space. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to handle your business. That's right. You heard me correctly. It's time to handle your business. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to join you in today's episode of Motivational Monday. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottom, an email, a fax, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. I want you to get your pens, notepads, tablets, iPads, laptops, desktops, whatever you need to get ready to receive the richness that will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We have truly an all-star joining us in the studio. Our in-studio guest is without question an expert on the subject of handling your business. A visionary, truly a visionary at heart, Ms. Green has created Liaison Business Services, LLC, which provides cutting-edge business consulting, coaching, teaching, and training for the marketplace. With unparalleled experience, she specializes in servicing small businesses, women and ministry-owned companies, governmental entities, nonprofits, churches, and the faith-based community. Ms. Green has an extensive, multifaceted career in banking, financial, and business services, which spanned over 39 years and was a founding executive to establish Bank of Nevada, formerly Bank West of Nevada. She is currently the president of Business Solutions Express Network for the American Business Women's Association. For 67 years, ABWA has been dedicated to merging together businesswomen of diverse occupations and to provide opportunities for them to help them to help themselves and others grow personally and professionally through leadership, education, networking, support, and national recognition. The national membership is 800,000 members strong. Ms. Green, globally known as the Economic Evangelist, is a highly celebrated business specialist, motivational speaker, sought-out seminar trainer, and workshop facilitator in corporate, community, and faith-based arenas. We're going to hear more about the wows of who she is, but without further ado, I want to bring in my spiritual auntie, Miss Lois E. Green. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Yay! Yay! Yay me!
I know! It's so exciting, and I want to give you a global happy birthday shout-out because this weekend you celebrated 65 years of life. How about that? 65 years to fulfill purpose. You know, I always like for our guests to share from their own point of view and their own words. If you have to say to someone who Miss Lois E. Green is, how would you describe her?
You know, hello, everybody. How's everybody tonight? And thank you, Las Vegas, if you're tuning in, all of my babies out in Las Vegas. And if I have anybody that's my boss family, Vertical Leap family, I greet you. And what a pleasure it is to be with my dear organic one. And she, that's a special term that I have for her. But you know what? When it all boils down and all the accolades are laid aside, I am so happy to say that I am a servant of the Most High God. I am a servant of the King. And I've had the privilege to prove that. in the marketplace, in the boardroom, in the communities, wherever. And being a servant is really, you know, the greatest title that you could ever hope to achieve. Because I serve the Lord with gladness no matter where His Spirit leads me. And for that, I am eternally grateful to Him.
You know, I know that you're being so humble in describing who you would say that you are. And, of course, we'll touch on more aspects of your bio. But I have to say that I had the wonderful pleasure of being introduced to you through my spiritual sister, Dawana Malone, as a partner with Alan Hattie Hollingsworth Ministry. You know, I heard Dawana speaking so greatly about the economic evangelist. I'm like, economic evangelist? Like, what does all that mean? You know, when we had a phase two many years ago now on the mountain of Al and Hattie Hollingsworth Resort, Al Hattie's, and for our phase two vertical leap, you were one of our esteemed guests. And when
yes.
I tell you, I was blessed to make that initial connection and truly so grateful that from that moment forward, you came one of my aunties. You are truly the global auntie of everyone, but so near and dear in my heart and truly an anointed woman in this area. And I understand now even greater why you've earned the name, the nickname, the economic evangelist. And so when we're talking about handling one's business, handle your business, what does that mean to Lois Green? And what insight do you want to share with us today on Motivational Monday around this topic? What led you on this journey of wanting to empower others in this area?
Well, quite honestly, you know, what I am is a teacher. When it all boils down, my banner is I inspire, teach, and train. That's what I do. It is one thing to teach information, okay, to share information. It's another thing to take that information and train someone how to use it, when to use it, where to use it. And if they're not inspired to do none of it, it's flat, okay? So that's why I say I inspire, teach, and train. It's kind of like the trinity of what I do, inspire, teach, and train. And what I have found for my blessing is that we talk about being in business all the time. I want to start a business. I want to form an LLC. I want to open a restaurant. I want to open a credit union. I want to start a nonprofit. I want to. All of that, we consider that marketplace business. But tonight, specifically for your topic, handle your own business, I want to spread the seed of business to a much wider portion of the vineyard. Because while we talk about commercial business, and if you're going to be working in the community, there is another title, which is, that is entrepreneurship, but they call it a socialpreneur. And a socialpreneur is much like an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs making business for profit, yay profit. A socialpreneur takes on social issues in their community and works that in a nonprofit arena. But on the every day for 24 hours, we have to learn how to handle our own business, which is the getting up of Lois Green and opening her eyes and thanking the good Lord for another day, asking Him to direct my steps. And as my feet hit the ground, I have to be about my business. And so even if we've got some college students out there right now, you know, or high school students listening, Your business, listen, your business right now, handle your business. Your business is to be in school and to be gleaning all the information that you can possibly glean at this time so you can hit your goal, whether it's a high school diploma or whether you're associates or you're looking for a master's, and be the very best in your field that you can be. If you're a housewife, you know, your business, that's your lot. Everybody has a vineyard. And as I had shared with you earlier, I was excited about this title because in my book, I have a couple books I've got my hands into, but the book that I pray will be coming out this year is called Positioned for Profit, okay? So positioned, the number four for profit, which stands for four quarters of the business calendar, and also the four seasons. And the cornerstone for this actually comes from the scriptures. And so if you later on have your Bible, or you can even scroll on your phone right now, the cornerstone takes us to a really interesting story, Shania, in the Bible, in the Song of Solomon. And here in the first chapter, we see a Shulamite woman as she is hot. She is mad. She's upset. She's almost to the point of hysteria. And we find out who she's so mad at, and I'm paraphrasing. She's like, look, it's mama and them, okay, that I'm upset with. My mother and my brothers, they got me out here working like a dog, okay? And I'm so upset with them. They're mad at me. I'm mad at them. But here's the bottom line. While I was doing everything for them, while I was filling my days working for everybody but myself, she says, my own vineyard, my own, what I was assigned to, what I was given, what I was anointed to do, what had my name on it, my own vineyard, I did not keep. Painful. Painful. And so in handling your business, I hung my hat right there because we see in scripture, and I carried this scripture all the way up to the boardrooms, to the White House, wherever my little feet are going to go, because this is a perfect example of trying to take care of other people's vineyards, arenas, houses, kids, paying somebody else's bills, running other people to the doctor, and you ain't been to the doctor all year long. You know what I'm saying? You know, we get real, right?
Oh,
running
absolutely.
Around trying to promote somebody else's business, running somebody else's campaign. But at the end of the day, our own business, our own vineyard, that which we have charge over, we did not keep. Now, that's just sorry, okay? It is. And it's sorry because it's a sad story, and it makes us want to cry for her, but we know because it hits us. You know, while we're doing whatever we do in the area of ministry, sometimes we run out and we may take care of everybody else's kids. We're out there feeding pantries and everything else, and then we come home and our kids get ramen noodles because we don't even have enough energy to cook them anything. It's you're not handling your business. You're not.
You know, when you say that, my apologies, Auntie, when you say that, I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm getting so excited because it reminds me whenever you are in flight on a plane and they give you the whole safety,
yes,
you know, boiler point of information, they tell you, put the mask on you first. And so often people are putting the mask on everybody else, but they're not putting the mask on them first. So I have to interject that because I was seeing that image of people dying, other than surviving, but they are dying because they're not doing what they need to put the oxygen mask on them first.
You know, and the reason for that is because it's easier for me to tell you what to do, honey. It's easier for me to tell you.
So
now,
true.
Let me tell you, 6'5", girl, let me just tell you what you need to do. Because we just, you know what I'm saying? But to apply it to ourselves, you know, because it causes you to come face-to-face with yourself. And I encourage everybody, this is the time. Now is the time. This day, if they're tuned in or whether they hear this a year from now or whatever, this is the time for our priorities to be put in order. And of God first. But then it is just like you say, we have, even in the scripture, it tells you to save yourself from this perverse generation, okay? Save yourself. We have to somehow understand that we have been given an assignment, and our first assignment, assignment number one, assignment A, the first thing on the to-do list is us. Because if we don't take heed to beginning to take care of yourself first, then it'll be impossible to be up to the standard so that God can use us in the way and the fashion under the anointing that he wants us to be used. And so handle your business. That's a plethora. You know, if we're overweight tonight, the first thing we need to do, instead of trying to make sure you got veggies and fruits and everything else for everybody else, what about you? What about your vitamins? You know, we love to take care of the sick. We are called to take care of the sick and to the needy and to the shut in. But we can't go. And I will tell you, there comes a time in your life when you don't take care of your physical self, it starts getting stubborn, okay? And it's like, I can't move. You want to know why? Because if you could shed about 150 pounds, you would be able to do so much more in the vineyard for what you've been anointed to do with a much lighter load. And so I guess I'm kind of in a strange way. I want to sound the alarm without causing anybody to be alarmed. But when you hear an alarm go off, there should be a plan in place. If the fire alarm goes off, then there should be some type of fire exit plan to get your little self out of there. Okay? So we go now to another scripture, which was just my coach, Coach Al Hollingsworth, inspired in me, caused me to start training off of this scripture, even in corporate America, with small businesses, nonprofit organizations, churches. Write the vision, Habakkuk 2 and 2. Write the vision. Where's the plan? Make it plain. Don't try to make it so sound so pretty and look so fantastic that nobody can even read it and understand it, so that he that reads it can run well. All right? And here's the thing. Though the vision tarries, you've got to wait for it. And so here I am on your show tonight, and because of that teaching from Vertical Leap with Coach Hollingsworth, this month, my birthday month, I incorporated Clear Vision, Community Development Corporation. Because we have vision. We have these visions, grandioso visions, of how our businesses should run, how our nonprofit organizations should look, what our churches, you know, should be doing for and in the kingdom. You know, we have this idea of how our, you know, our families are supposed to look and our bodies and everything. But the vision is blurred. And why? Because you're not tending to the glasses that you have on or the lenses of which you see and perceive your life. So clear vision is to inspire, teach, and train other nonprofits and small businesses and individuals. You have the vision, but let's clear the lenses so that you may run well along with the person to help you or assist you in your vision.
And, you know, that is so powerful because so often, you know, you'll ask someone, okay, what's the vision?
I don't know.
You know, it's the whole Scooby-Doo, and we can't do it if it's not clear. And so I love that you brought that point out, that we have to have a clear vision, and that is a part of handling your business.
When it's clear, you have to be able to write it. You got to write it, okay? I've been in banking and finance and economic development, blah, blah, blah. Okay. You know, people come in and from it's all over, the tears are on their pillow. Oh, I want to start this business. You know, I want to do this. My church looks like that. But there's no, it has to go from the pillow to the pen and to the paper. It's a process. And so that is a clear directive to write the vision and to make it plain, okay? We want to talk. We want to constantly decree everything. We want to talk. But until you declare it, okay, I mean, excuse me, you declare it, you're talking about it, decree it is to write it. Let me be clear. To declare is to tell it, talk about it, but when you decree it, you are writing it. I can't help you get funding for your new building, Pastor, until we see a business plan or we see a fully documented application. We can't help you, okay, open up your charter school. We're going to ask you for the same things. It's not going to go away. And here's the other thing. While I have a saying, okay, play to your strengths, hire to your weakness. Everybody that's out there, say that with me. Play to your strengths, hire to your weakness. What does that mean? What that means is that you need to know enough about yourself to know, you know what, I am not a numbers person. Or I am a numbers person, but I'm not going to have time if I'm going to run this school. I'm not going to have time to be able to try to do the QuickBooks and do all the other type of administrative duties. Someone else may be an administrator. They're not good at marketing, and they're not good at demographics or collecting psychographic materials, okay? So you play to your strengths, whatever your anointing is, whatever God has given, play to that strength, and then get yourself to a point where you can hire a professional, okay, of some sort. But here's the caveat. Just because you hire somebody, they are not your mama. Okay, this is your baby. You still have to oversee it. They are accountable to you. Don't ever just push something at someone and say, here, you do it. No. This ain't my child. I'm helping you through the birth passage, but this is yours on this side, and this is yours on the other side. So the call for you to be responsible for what has been given to your charge, you can't give it away. Because you're going to be held in account of on a great day in front of Almighty God. And we're going to have to give an account of what we did and did not do.
So it really boils down to we have to be faithful with the vision that God has given us. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to our global listening audience for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. You're joining a rich dialogue discussion with the economic evangelist, my auntie Lois Green, giving some rich nuggets, and she is on fire. I love what you said about of course, having a clear vision, we understand that, but giving the distinction between declaring, which is telling it, and decreeing, which is writing it. I love that.
Because I'm going to tell you something. Honestly, you wear some of us out. I have people that come in and I'm like, can you give me the Reader's Digest version, okay? Because they want to help you. The banker, they're in business development, okay? They're supposed to develop business. They're going to develop their business by helping you develop yours. But when you come in, you're so full of passion and emotion that they spent their hour with you and they still don't know what you do. They still don't know what you need. Do you see the point? So we have to, the business plan process will help you with that, okay? It will help. It's kind of like putting on a shaper, okay? Making sure it all gets in there. And somehow, some way, it all makes sense. And it's such a, and it forces you, and I will encourage you, I encourage people to do their own business plans. You know, if just for your own business, okay, what is it that you want to do? What is it going to cost to do what you want to do? You know, and that's not necessarily opening a business. But in your life, it's your business. You want to go back to school. What's that going to cost? How long is that going to take? Who do you need in your circle that's going to be able to help you with that? Okay, you want to get in shape. You want to lose 50 pounds. Who do you need? What do you have to do? What's the plan? So that whole business plan process, it's pretty much the same no matter what, because you talk about risk management. Well, whatever you do, there's always going to be risk. But how do you mitigate it? How do you make it come under control? Okay. And you're your own human resource manager for your own life, okay? And one of the things that I would tell you now, even after you're listening tonight, is if you're in a place and you want to get out, I just want to encourage you. The Lord spoke to me, and he said to me, don't get stuck in this season. This is a season that you're in, okay? Even if it's a good season, you don't want to necessarily stick.
It sounds like our economic evangelist is having a little technical difficulty, so we'll wait for that reconnection. But let me just recap some of the richness that is being shared today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for You, with the economic evangelist on this subject of handle your business. Handle your business. And so as we continue this dialogue, yay, back to inspire, teach, and train us. Help us save ourselves first. Help us.
Help. You know, that was the devil. He did not like that, okay? He did not like that. Don't get stuck in this season. Don't get stuck. Just keep... I hate for people to say things like, get over it. You know, you never get over, but you can go through. There can be another, there's a side, there's an exit, and you go through it, okay? So when you have certain things that are devastating to your life, you know, people say, get over it. Don't get mad at them. Just remember that I may not get over this, but I am going to go through this. And I'm going to reach the other side. And when I do, I'm going to be singing howdy, howdy, because I was more than a conqueror, okay? I was a victor and not a victim.
You know, I love the wisdom of don't get stuck in a season. And, of course, life is about seasons. And so seasons are always subject to change. You know, my pastor, Bishop, always says, if you are not in a storm, you're coming out of a storm or you're headed to a storm, because he's dealing with that reality that life is all about seasons, and seasons are always subject to change. So wherever
That's
you
correct.
Are, don't stuck because at a moment, and the Word of God speaks to that as well, you know, about life being about seasons. So I love the richness of that wisdom. Don't get stuck in this season. You may be going through something right now. You may be having a challenge right now, but don't get stuck there. Handle your business through as you process to your next season.
That's right. You know, don't get stuck. I wanted to, one of the things, regardless, once again, you know, recapping whether we're dealing with a commercial business, whether we're dealing with nonprofit organizations in the community, whether we're dealing with faith-based organizations, or the business of your home, the business of your family, the business of your health, your financial wherewithal, okay? Nobody's in charge of your finances but you. So I want to encourage everyone to fight the good fight of faith. Now, look, the scripture says, do not be weary in well-doing. Okay, so we already know in this life we're going to be weary because he told us, don't be. So, yeah, this is hard. Some things are worth doing. Yes, this is difficult. Some things are just worth doing. And you handling your own business, handling your part of the vineyard when it comes to your finances, this is the area of our greatest self-inflicted wounds. Okay? So we can't point our finger at anybody except at us. And why accuse yourself when you could heal yourself? All right? So you have to motivate yourself. You know, get online, find different, there's so many different programs. Find an accountability partner, someone that you can talk to. Get into that part of your life. Work the ground of your own vineyard with your own hands. And, you know, set very short goals so that you can accomplish them. And in the era of economics and finance and just flat out money, just no more self-inflicted wounds. Say that with me. No more self-inflicted
wounds. No more
wounds.
Self-inflicted wounds.
No more. The enemy wants to make sure that he's not out just to mess with us. You know, he really wants to kill us. And we know in the areas of finance and economics and so many things, we're just bleeding. We're bleeding to death. And then we wonder why our kids don't have any respect for money or respect for the finances because they don't see you, you know, they don't see you doing it. They're going to mirror what you do. So in this case, I beloved, I would just pray that, you know, would say, you know what, this is my money. You know, God gave this to me. This is my house. This is my car. This is my mind, okay? We have to take care of our mind. We've got to make sure our paperwork, all of our things are in order. And, you know, if you suffer with that spirit of hoarding, you know, take a hold of it, rebuke it, identify it, call it by name and say, you are not the boss of me, okay? I'm not doing this with you no more. Close your eyes and start throwing things out, okay? Get yourself a plan. Get yourself a method. That may not work for you. It worked for me, okay? Because being in banking, you know, we saved back in the day before there was, you know, being able to scan everything. We had to save paper forever, and I think I was scarred from it because I would just not, oh, don't throw that away because we might need to prove something. You know, and I had to kind of loose myself from that. And scan, and, you know, just throw the rest away. So we really have a lot of things that we can work on. But the thing is that begin today. Today is the first day of the rest of your entire life. And so I just would love to encourage you with that. In July 11th of this year, my oldest son, Scotty, went home to be with his Lord. And it has been a real challenge this year. I feel some days, every day is like waking up in a foreign land, being without his presence, but knowing that he is with his Heavenly Father and I will see him again. But that's still some days is hard, harder than I wanted. Do I want the challenge each day? Some days I feel like no, but through the strength that Christ gives me, I do. And I'm bringing this up because I want to take a platform on handling your business. Scotty had life insurance forever because he worked. We always had life insurance. And during the last two years of his life, he had a very hard patch. He was challenged by alcoholism, and the spirit of suicide had knocked at his door. And because he was fighting that fight, his insurance lapsed. And here we were, the insurance queen and kings. Everybody had life insurance, or we wanted, you know, he had life insurance always. He would talk about it. Mama, you know, if anything happens to me, you know, you're going to be in good shape, because I got this all fixed for you, you know, and we would laugh about it. But when the day came, it was no laughing matter. Because when I went to see him laying on that floor, and I held his head in my hands in my own way with my son, I said, now, you know, we're going to have to try to put you in a tuna can or a matchbox, because we don't have any insurance on him at that time because of his suicidal attempts, etc. But God, I went to bed wondering how I was going to do that. The next morning I woke up and all of my brothers and sisters and those who loved my family, you know, Dewana Malone and the Boss family, they were doing a GoFundMe account, the American Business Women Association, people from all over this world contributed to Scotty's home going, and I am a living witness. When the Lord said, your ladder shall be greater, Scotty's ladder was greater. What a phenomenal home going that he had. What is my point? There are so many things in the business arena for your family. You've got to pay attention to it. If you don't have life insurance, I pray you can't sleep tonight till you start looking up somebody's life insurance for $12 a month, $15 a month. Come on, you guys. We eat more than that after church on Sunday. You know, put that in place, because if you really love your family, make sure that that is taken care of. Make sure everybody knows where your paperwork is. You know, these are those kind of things that you handle your business so that when you leave this life, others can continue to handle theirs. And I really hope that encourages someone. We are coming up upon Mental Health Month. And if you know, or someone that you know, have some challenges in some areas, it is no time. You need to handle that. If you need medication, go to a professional. Go praying. Ask the Lord to send you to someone, or them to be sent to you, so you could be diagnosed and you could take your medicine until the healing comes on the wing of grace. But these are things that when we're thinking about handling our business, we don't like to talk about that. But it is so, so important.
Mm-hmm. So true. You know, I want to, if we can, I want to give the opportunity for our global listening audience. Maybe someone's listening in and they're feeling like, wow, I have a question around this subject of handling your business. And so I want to open our programming up for those that may want to interact with you, maybe want to get a question in, a comment. this is that time that we open up the lines for you. So if you are on the line and you would like to ask a question or make a comment, just simply press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, our programming is open, and just simply press 1 on your telephone keypad. We would love to hear, are you getting anything from the richness of wisdom that's being shared around handle your business? Do you have a handle your business story that you want to share? Meanwhile, I want to ask a question of Miss Lois Green, Auntie Lois, affectionately known as. What would you say to date has been the greatest bit of wisdom that you have gleaned on your journey? 65 years of celebrating life, the greatest nugget of wisdom that you would share?
Well, it would be that I am responsible for me. It would be that I am truly responsible for me. I can't expect my daughter, Summer, to be responsible for me. No one is responsible for you but yourself. And really, as I've entered into, you know, this is really crazy, this whole, you know, being 65, I mean, it's like a trip, you know. Now, we were never prepared for these things, because now all of a sudden, you know, you have all these different challenges, but then you have all these, like, eye-openers, and, you know, it's exciting. Sometimes it's a little frightening, but as we enter into each decade of our life, you know, we are met with challenges, but, you know, with our hand in God's hands, we know He will lead us through. But I'm responsible for me, and that meant every, we've touched on everything. We've touched on business. You know, I've owned businesses. I am now going to be running a nonprofit organization. I have worked in political arenas. I have, you know, I'm responsible for my own health, my own eyesight, okay, my teeth, my all inside of me. I'm responsible for my finances. I'm responsible for where I live. This is me and God. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the reality that you're responsible for yourself. Mm-hmm. And that is something which tonight is a good night. Like I said earlier, that today is the first day of the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And so there's no better today to start anything than today. Now, I got a real pet peeve with people that start something and we don't sustain it successfully, because I've done that. And then I'm thinking, what are you doing, girlfriend? Okay. You know, you put all this energy into something. No, if it's worth starting, it's worth sustaining. And if it's worth sustaining, do it successfully, so that at the end of the road, we have something we can present our Heavenly Father. He deserves that. Our hallelujah belongs to Him.
I love the richness of wisdom you shared. I'm going to share with you a story around that, but we do have a caller, and I want to transition our caller in. Caller, area code 702, last four digits, 4005. Welcome to Motivational Monday. You are live with Coach Adams and our wonderful Lois Green.
Hello, Lois. It's Michelle from My Scars Are Beautiful.
Oh, I'm Michelle.
Hello, how are you?
We are great. Thank you for calling in.
Absolutely. As soon as I saw it on Facebook, I tuned in ASAP.
Praise God. Praise God.
And hello, lady conducting the interview. I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
Oh, no worries. Affectionately known as Coach Adams. Michelle, welcome to the broadcast. Do you have a question or a comment today?
Yes, thank you so much for having this and giving me the opportunity. Lois did my 501c3 for my nonprofit organization, and she did a wonderful job, and I just wanted to thank you again, Lois, for giving me the inspiration and giving me the courage to start My Scars Are Beautiful, because I'm sure you remember when I first came to you, I was like, do you think I can do this? And I don't know, and, you know, do you think that maybe I don't have what it takes? And she really helped me to believe in myself and to put God first. And it really, you know, has brought me to where I am now. I'm still in the beginning stages. I'm sorry, I digress. But my question is, you know, I'm kind of all over the place right now as far as I'm still trying to build my board and, you know, trying to get everything situated. And, I'm marketing. I'm trying to build clients. I'm trying to build the board. I'm trying to do a business plan. I'm trying to do a case statement. And I'm kind of a one-girl army right now. And
yes.
My question is, what should I focus on right now as the most important? Should I focus on building clients, or do I need to focus more on the marketing? Like, what should be my main focus right now?
You know, I will tell just like, and for myself, okay, writing out the mini business plan, okay, not a 26-page document, but some of the best business plans that I've ever helped write and that I've ever read, okay, were like anywhere from 3 to 5 pages long, because
okay.
It just gave you that barometer. As you were writing, you were like, oh, I did say that. Because in the passion of doing, and, you know, My Scars Are Beautiful are just, it's a wonderful nonprofit, you know, reaching out to people who have been physically and mentally scarred and realizing just how beautiful they are in the eyes of God. And Michelle, I mean, what a unique God-given purposed work she has. But I go right back down to being able, remember I said, the Lord said, write the vision. So that's the first command, write the vision. Where is, write it. So that's that declaration. It's like we go back to the Declaration of Independence, even though we're losing our minds and acts like, you know, that's never been written or whatever. But you always have documentation. And that way you could say, well, I said this, but I wrote that. So which is it going to be? Which is it going to be? And so I would encourage you to do that mini business plan. And I have an outline for you. So I will shoot that over to you tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm writing myself a note.
Oh, please,
and,
because I do not know how to write one professionally. And I need an outline that I can.
And that's why you, an outline. But, you know, when people are looking to fund, you know, they have a heart. They've got experience. They've got issues in their life. Okay. So when you have a fundamental type business plan, as long as you get to the point where it starts helping you to feel like I'm a little bit more organized because I have this document and I refer to this document. I refer to this document because why did I say I was going to do that? I'm trying to do something else, but I never did this. So it kind of makes you always go back to the old landmark. You know what I'm saying? So you don't get just too far out there. And you should be getting that in less than 10 minutes. And then please call me and we'll walk through it. But that. Because why do I tell you that? Because that's what I do. I'm not trying to tell you to do something that I don't do.
Okay. And I will definitely take that advice and do that.
Excellent. And thank you, Michelle,
thank
for
you.
Tuning in today. If you can press 1 to remove yourself out of the host queue. We have just a few more moments in today's broadcast. Again, press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. If we have any additional questions, we'll take another moment or so to give you an opportunity. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. I wanted to find out, Ms. Lois Green, if are you even taking clients at this stage in your practice?
Oh, mm-hmm, absolutely. May should be a really good month. We've got quite a few classes kind of stacking on top of each other. And, you know, I never want to be too busy. I never want to be, you know what I'm saying, even though I'm trying to, you know, I'm handling my own business and I'm hauling myself to the dentist and to the eye doctor and to the everything because I really want my ladder to be greater, okay, and I want to be healthy. I want to be of sound mind and body, and I want to be truly anointed for this new season in my life. And so, absolutely, and I always count it a pleasure when I can have a cup of coffee with someone, and even with Clear Vision, we'll be taking students and clients on a regular basis starting in May, okay, starting in May. For people to be able to come to the classes or for individuals who want one-on-one attention.
Excellent. And so how would one connect with you? What's the best form of connecting with you? Is there a phone number you want to give?
They
email,
could text.
Social?
Text, text is always the best way, 702-460-280. 702-460-8280. And just send a text and say, hi, I'm from blah, 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 and I heard you on the radio, so we can let Coach Adams know that she made the proper connect. We are so grateful.
Wonderful, and I am truly grateful and can't thank you enough for joining us on the airwaves today. When I say the airwaves were truly on fire, and I thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We want to stay connected with you. For those of you that are not aware, first time tuning in, want you to know we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum so that we can stay connected and continue the dialogue. Maybe you had a question and you didn't feel comfortable asking that live on the air. This is a way in which you can get your questions still answered post the show. In addition, maybe you have a great show idea or a guest recommendation. This is the opportunity for you to be able to share that with us. Again, Facebook Motivational Monday Forum. We want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays. On our next installment, we'll be reconnecting with our Shape Up series. It'll be time to shape up and win, and I want to stay connected with you. If you're not already a part of my network, please visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, an opportunity for you to add yourself to my database and stay in the loop of happening with my full circle of empowerment that's available for you to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. I want you to be aware that twice a year, in January and July, we host a live empowerment workshop, what I call Win Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win. Our next date is July the 29th, July the 29th. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Early bird registration is currently available, so you don't want to miss this great opportunity. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. If you're interested in taking advantage of our early bird offer, visit TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams, TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams. Know that sponsorship opportunities are available. Coach Adams is available for your next event, and every Monday we are right here live on Motivational Mondays. Again, we thank you so much for tuning in today. We trust that you've gotten a wealth of information that truly will support you in handling your business. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.